Good evening and welcome to the FactSet Evening Market Recap. Today is Thursday, April 11th, 2024. U.S. equities ended mostly higher in Thursday trading, just off best levels, after shaking off early morning weakness. This comes after Wednesday's sharp sell-off on concerns about sticky inflation and pushed out Fed cuts. The Dow finished down 0.01%, the S&P 500 finished up 0.74%, NASDAQ up 1.68%, and the Russell 2000 up 0.70%. As with yesterday, growth and momentum fared better, with the equal weight S&P a laggard to the official index. Today's outperformers included tech hardware, home builders, media, semis, airlines, telecoms, and China tech. Big tech was broadly up. Laggards included banks, investment banks, insurers, energy, autos, biotech, pharma, managed care, and food. Treasuries were mixed with the curve steepening, which follows yesterday's big backup in yields. Today's 30-year bond auction saw weak demand. Dollar index little changed. Gold's finished up 1%. Bitcoin futures little changed. And WTI crude settled down 1.4%. Inline core PPI print provided some relief following a third straight hotter core CPI reading that drove a meaningful and further hawkish repricing of Fed pivot expectations. Economists have also taken down their core PCE estimates in the wake of today's data. Renewed momentum and growth outperformance is the other big story, with some likely help from the recent flurry of AI headlines and upbeat sell-side research. However, there are still a few areas of concern, including some disappointing earnings prints before the banks really kick things off tomorrow. Wednesday's sell-off also put some focus on stretched systematic longs and a lack of cushion from buybacks with blackout into earnings season. In macro news, March headline PPI was down 0.4 percentage points month over month to 0.2%, cooler than expectations, while core PPI down 0.2 percentage points to 0.2%, in line with expectations, providing some relief from yesterday's hotter CPI report. Initial claims was below estimates, though continuing claims was higher than expected. Following today's CPI report, some street economists push back timing of the first cut and sees fewer total cuts this year, though some also said that today's report dampens PCE upside risks and calms some inflation fears. In Fed speak today, Williams stressed the need to be data-dependent and also seems to have revised up his PCE forecast for 2024 to a range of 2.25% to 2.5%, 0.25 percentage points up from his previous range. Barkin said the latest data did not increase his disinflation confidence and that the Fed is not yet where it wants to be on inflation. Collins said the recent data argues against the imminent need to cut rates, but still expects cuts later this year. Bostic is also on the docket later today. Today's $22 billion auction of 30s tailed, as did the 3-year and 10-year auctions earlier in the week. Overseas, ECB left policy unchanged, as widely expected, with consensus for a June cut. Lagarde stressed ECB policy is not Fed-dependent. In corporate news, Fastenal missed with the company flagging soft demand trends, mentioning the weather and calendar. CarMax, which finished down 9.2%, missed, with affordability challenges in focus. Constellation Brands beat and guided above for FY25. Peabody Energy preliminary earnings missed, making some note of warmer weather and lower natural gas prices. Costco reported better than expected March comps, with the street positive on traffic acceleration and its fifth straight positive non-foods comp reading. Tomorrow begins Q1 earnings season, and pre-open we'll hear reports from BlackRock, Citigroup, JPMorgan, State Street, and Wells Fargo. Beyond earnings, Apple was helped by AI chip headlines and positive analyst commentary. Amazon released their annual CEO letter. Highlights of the letter include the company is not done lowering costs, positive on Gen AI offerings, and beliefs that Prime Video can be a big and profitable business on its own. Morgan Stanley has reportedly been probed by regulators over how it vets clients for money laundering risk. Vertex Pharmaceuticals is set to acquire Alpine Immune Sciences for $65 per share in cash in a deal valued at $4.9 billion. Alpine ended today as the biggest gainer, finishing up 36.9%. Paramount finished up 7.3% following a New York Times report that holder Aerial Investments opposes the decision to enter exclusive talks with Skydance and is instead pushing the company to consider the $26 billion bid from Apollo. Global Life finished down 53.2% today following a short report issued by Fuzzy Panda Research alleging extensive instances of insurance fraud, as well as executives being involved in a bribery kickback scheme, adding that the DOJ is investigating illegal sales practices. Finally, Reuters discussed how Nike, which caught an upgrade from Bank of America today, is hoping that this year's Summer Olympic Games in Paris can put focus on its performance products. That's it for tonight's FactSet Evening Market Recap.
Thanks for listening and have a good night.